Bend developer Doug Knight says he will run for a seat on the Bend City Council. An article in the Bulletin says Knight, the chairman of the Bend Planning Commission, has not yet determined which seat he will pursue. There are four seats that are up for election. Mayor Jeff Eager says he will not seek re-election, and Councilor Tom Green is running for county commission. The other two seats are currently held by Jim Clinton and Kathy Ekman. Neither of those two have indicated whether or not they will run. Relations between different physician groups and hospitals in Central Oregon have been tense, but there are signs that things are improving. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports.
The Central Oregon Independent Practice Association, known as COIPA, is comprised of 600 physicians. The group just signed a contract with St. Charles to continue to provide services for shared care. And now John Ryan, the executive director of COIPA, says they are also working with the hospital on forming a coordinated care organization for Central Oregon.
We're pretty much all in this together, especially as it pertains to Oregon Health Plan. There's less money available. There's not going to be more, and there's cuts that are ahead. And so if we can work together to kind of bend that cost curve and lower costs while improving the quality of care, basically the gist of the whole CCO effort is that those wins or savings are shared with the participants.
These coordinated care organizations around the state will help manage and treat the state's 600,000 patients on the Oregon Health Plan. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
La Rosa Mexican Kitchen adds a location in Southwest Bend. Steve Toomey with Compass Commercial Real Estate Services says La Rosa's expansion of the Brookswood Plaza is the result of negotiations and urging from area residents.
They actually have personal relations with the landlord, so this has really been nudged along here gently. The neighborhood has been on us from the very beginning to get a good restaurant that's going to provide some entertainment and good food. So we're excited to get a quality restaurant in there.
Toomey says Brookswood Plaza is gaining a reputation as a very popular business location, and more businesses are looking to move there. He says it's a very good sign that the economy is getting healthy. The High Desert Museum has a new resident bobcat. Vivi is a 12-year-old bobcat that was declawed and raised in captivity. She now has a permanent home in an enclosure close to the museum's entrance. Museum spokesperson Dana Whitelaw says bobcats are adaptable to just about any environment, but they are extremely shy.
But that's one of the things that's so special about seeing the cats at the museum, is that while they are around us all the time and impacting our landscape and our predators, we rarely see them. So having those close connections at the museum are really special.
Whitelaw says Vivi is quickly acclimating to her new home, and the wildlife specialists working with her are already creating bonds. Washington and Oregon work together to improve passenger train service between the two states. ODOT's Jill Smith says they can economize the operations to make them more efficient.
We centralize our fleet, and we will be able to improve ridership and make the on-time performance a lot better.
Ridership over the past 10 years is up 51% to nearly 850,000 passengers. Oregon will buy two new 13-car Talgo trains this summer. Those trains are capable of higher speeds than the standard Amtrak trains and can travel faster around curves. Conservation groups sue the federal government to block development of a major wind farm on Steens Mountain in eastern Oregon. That lawsuit was filed Thursday in U.S. District Court in Portland against the U.S. Bureau of Land Management. The Bureau approved a transmission line across federal lands to serve the Achanis Wind Farm planned for private land on the mountain. Brett Fenty of the Oregon Natural Desert Association says renewable energy is important, but Oregonians should not have to sacrifice one of their most beloved landscapes so that a Washington developer financed by New York money can sell electricity to Southern California. And it's Tour de Chocolat time at the Tower Theater. Theater director Ray Solly says 15 chefs from Central Oregon will compete for the Best Showpiece Trophy at this, the fifth year of the competition. Admission for the family-friendly event is $5. That will get you several chocolate tastings and a complimentary beverage, and there's a chance to win some special prizes.
Enter into a raffle to win, at the end of the evening, two tickets to the sold-out Bruce Hornsby show on Saturday. So we expect a full crowd no matter what the weather is.
Solly says they will also raffle off all of the chocolate showpieces at the end of the night. The tour is a fundraiser for the Tower Theater Foundation. Doors open at 6. For these stories and more, check us out online anytime at KBND.com. We will get you instant updates on breaking news when you follow us on Twitter. Next local newscast comes up at 6:35 this morning. I'm Dave Jarvis, reporting for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.